you give them is that they shouldn't end. The perish should go hecher. The perish should go. The bracha you give them is that the perish should go higher. That's the bracha you give every chazan. That was in Shlomo Zalman's uptight. But lemaisa, how does yayin get better with age? Zok the sifsei chayim. The way it works is it's seasonal. The original mevinim and yayin knew that when in the vineyard, when the geza, when the wood is mischadish, right, starts blossoming, that's how the koyach hayayin is misyatev. The wine gets better based on the vine season. So it's not stam age. It's age with the connection that it has. So it comes out that there's another new attribute, says the Sifsei Chaim, that only grapes have and nothing else has. And that is that the wine that's already squeezed out and it's already way taken out from where it was when it was on the tree is still mechuber to the tree. It's still connected to the tree. No matter how far you take it away, it's still connected to the tree. That's another reason why we give a bracha in ve'agefen, that they should always remain connected to the sherish. No matter how far it goes, there should always be a connection to the sherish. But how does tchias ha'meisim work? I'm talking about mechanically. How does tchias ha'meisim work? The Eibishter could do anything. Right? How does it work? How does the Eibishter do tchias ha'meisim? So the Baal HaKedah says tchias ha'meisim works because there's a part of the body that's always alive. There's a part of the group that's always alive. You know what that is? The neshama. The ruchnius of a person doesn't die. And from there, the Eibishter makes a tchias ha'meisim. Then there's a piece of the goof that's very resistant, the luz. There's a part in the spine that's... But he says the tchias ha'meisim comes from the chelik ha'neshama, which never dies. So you know what? Any person involved in medical research will tell you that once the cell's dead, it's dead. It's not dead. There's a stem cell that's still alive, and that's called the neshama. And from Dorten kommt Chias HaMeisim. The Baal Ikram says something even more than that. He says this, that we know there are certain people, Ein Lam Chelek Lo'elam Abba, right? Or they're not, Einam Komim L'Tchia. They're not going to get up for Tchia. He says those are people that disconnected their goof completely from the Neshama Mechaim. There's nothing to make a Tchias HaMeisim from. Could you imagine? Those people, She'einam Komim L'Tchia, means that they totally disconnect the Rahman al-Son themselves from the Neshama. So where the Eibishter goes and makes the Tchias HaMeisim, there's no association. They're not connected to the Neshama. That's why, Baruch Hashem, it's only a very distinct few, Nebuch. Oh, so it comes out that Yayin Zokta Sifsei Chaim is Ruach Zkenim Noichemenu. Because Zkenim are people that are already looking at death. It's not on the other side of the world. Misa is not so far away. But that's miyashiv daitam, that there's a chibur, even after they leave, there's still a chibur. And that's exactly what Yayin has. Yayin Yoshin is a reminder that there could be a chibur, even though it's already taken away and it's taken out and it's disconnected, it's still mechuber. So Yayin is a zecher for the skenim, that there's a connection that they're still going to have to have a tchias ha'meisim. And the mele, that's why it's used for nichum avelim. Because the biggest nechama you give in Ovel is as yenet noch tzerikumen. The nifter is going to come back. The mele, that's taka de chibas. I was thinking, lefi zeh, it's gevaldik meduyik. Why? The yayin, all depends what your perspective is. What the yayin does is, it weakens the body's koyach control over itself. So where do you go then? So I could tell you, if you go, Rahman al-Islam, if you go into a hospital or a nursing home, and there's people, Nebuch, that already are not mitten das, they're not mitten seichem. So listen what they say. Rahman al-Islam, you go down, you see human beings who don't stop cursing. I'm serious. A 90-year-old individual who has no seichel, what is the mouth saying? Cursing every curse word that you could think of. I've seen that. L'havdol elef havdolos, I've walked down the same hallway, and there's a yid, a tire yid. Hashem Yishmereini V'Yatzileini. Eves Yeshua says, look, he doesn't know what he's saying either. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. The Teretz is, he's Mechubet his Neshama. The goof is losing control. The goof is losing coherency. Where's it going? It's going to where? Where is that? What is that goof connected to? Person who's completely cut off from the neshama. So it goes to Nebuch. It's a goof without control. It's a goof without control. Rabbanu Shalom, what such a goof looks like, right? The person that had a neshama and was mechubet to neshama. That's pshat nichnas yayin yotzo soid. When the yayin goes in, it's taka yotzo soid. The soid comes out. And that's why the biggest limud z'chus on Klal Yisrael is if nichnas yayin comes out shirais v'tishbochais, that's taka the Gemara Megillah, that's who they really are. Oh, so now, this mamish a home run. Why is this mamish a home run? I mean, it's a home run on its own. The Sif Sechaim is meredik. This piece is. But I'll tell you why it's such a home run. Why were they chayiv kliya? Vosok the Gemara. Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Mipnei sheishtachavu l'tzelem. Because they bowed down to the tzelem, right? First they thought, neshenenu misidos ha-shor ha-shorosha. Omol im kein shebishu shen yaregu b'shal lo yaregu. Shtachavu l'tzelem. So listen, Rabbi Yisai. Omol loy, so the Talmid and Torah of Shimon bar Yochai, v'chimas v'ponim yesh b'dover. So how did the Jews get saved? What schus the Klai will have to be saved? And the Ksav Sofer explains, because whenever we do tshuva in the Eis Tzor, it's like Hashem is forcing us to do tshuva. So normally, if the chet is not avodah zarah, you could say the inside is good, like the Rambam in Luchos Gerushin. If a person's chet is avodah zarah, that means that's his life. Avodah zarah is belave. So how did the tshuva even work? That was the ta'kal. So what if Shimon bar Yochai answers Talmidim? Heim loy osu elo leponim. They weren't. The Pnimius was still connected to the Rabbi Mishalala. How did that get proven? Nichnas Yayin. Nichnas Yayin. And you see that Shireis and Tishbochis come out. That's right, that's the Pnimius. And that's why that ended up being the Sangurion Klal Yisrael, what we look like when there's a Nichnas Yayin. Because that brought out the one schus we needed on Purim was Heim loy osu elo upon him. Something to think about on Purim, what you want to look like on Purim. Because that's when the Pnimi is supposed to come out. To know, you have to know what you... Rabbi Yankov, sometimes when people dress up in a very interesting way, where you can't even make a bracha in their presence, sometimes, he used to say, I mean, Purim darf man anstellen, wie man will, ich weiß nicht ganz ja. The costume has to show us something about you. We have to see who you are. That's what you say. It also explains... So it's enough already, and we lay it till we still have another 2 minutes. We have another 2 minutes. I'll just add one Tosefes, because this word, I have to add one more Tosefes. And that is, it also explains why Chayiv and Ishlev Sumei. Because the way we're saying is, whenever Yayin comes in, the goof gets weakened. And Adarab, the control that the goof has gets weakened, the coherency of the goof gets weakened, and then you go to Yesherish. Then you go to who you are. Your Neshama comes out, right? The Yisoid of Purim is Amalek. We spoke about this in the past. Amalek is Mikra. Amalek is to believe that everything is in our control. There is no Ashgacha from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rachmana Litzlan. That's why Amalek came Ayesh Hashem B'Kibbeinu U'mayim. Right? That's Amalek. Amalek is Mikra. Asher Korcha B'Derech. That's Amalek. That's why the whole Nes of Purim was what? Passed upon him. To show that even in the Mikra, there's no such thing as Mikra. Mikra itself is Hashgacha. So you say to Purim is to understand that our goof is not what controls. And that's why the Simcha of Purim has to come mikoyach, a person being machlish, the shlit of the goof. We start as tafka tafka al deyai. Okay. How are you? You got the vote?